Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Tainus, and we're doing parak Dalet, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So we just discussed bringing the Karban Eitzim. So that was brought on days that certain families would donate wood to be used as the wood that was brought on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah is going to go through the dates that these special Eitzim were brought and which families were Zocha to bring them. So Zman Atzikon Va'am Tisha. There are actually nine times a year when wood was brought by certain families of Kohanim. Be'echad b'Nisan, b'nei Orach ben Yehuda. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was the b'nei Orach ben Yehuda who brought. Be'esrim b'Tammuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda. On the 20th day of Tammuz, it was b'nei David ben Yehuda. B'chamisha ba'av, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. On the 5th day of Av, it was the children of Parosh ben Yehuda. B'shivabo, on the 7th day of Av, b'nei Yodav ben Rechav. It was the children of Neonadav ben Rechav. B'asarabo, on the 10th day of Av, b'nei Sna'a ben Binyamin, b'chamisha asabo an tu ba'av b'nei zatu ben Yehuda v'yimayim kan v'levim v'kol mishatah b'shifto b'nei gon v'yeli u'b'nei kotze k'tzios. An tu ba'av, the children or the descendants of Zatu who also came from Yehuda, and with them came Kohan v'levim or anyone who wasn't sure about what shevet they belonged to, and the descendants of the gon v'yeli, the people who stole elis, and the descendants of the dried fig cutters. So the Gonve Eli and the dried fig cutters were actually one family that was given those names because of something heroic that they had done. Enemy forces once made a gezeira that the Jewish people are not allowed to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, so they put guards on the roads to stop them of Yei Bikurim. So this family hid their Bikurim under some dried figs, and they carried big pestles on their shoulders. And when the guards stopped them, they said that they were going to use the pestle to pound their dried figs in large mortars that were nearby. So since they used a pestle to steal the hearts, to sort of be gonev lev, the guards, so they're called the gonve eli. Not that they did something bad, they didn't commit some sort of crime of stealing pestles, but they used the pestles as a way of being gonev das of these terrible guards, and they're called the family of the dried fig cutters because that's what they used. They used the type of knife used to cut the cakes of pressed figs was what they used. Another time, enemy forces tried to prevent the Jewish people from bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and that same family made ladders out of the wood that they wanted to bring. So when they were stopped by the guards, they said they were going to use ladders to take down doves from nests that were nearby. And once they passed by the guards, they took the ladders apart, and they were able to bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So all these groups joined the family of Zatu because Zatu was a small family. And then Be'esrimbo, on the 20th day of Av, B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. It was the B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda who brought the wood, and Be'esrim Be'elul, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda. And on the 20th day of Elul, it was the descendants of Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad B'teves, Shavu B'nei Paroshnia. And on the first day of Teves, the descendants of Parosh went back a second time, and they donated the wood a second time, and then they had enough wood to last them until Nisan, when they started the cycle all over again. So now we go back to the discussion of the Maimid that was the extra tefillos of the Maimid and Kriyas HaTorah of the Maimid that on certain occasions they would skip. So we're going to talk about the special case of the first day of Teves, which is a confluence of three special days. It was Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and a day of bringing Eitzim. So Be'echad B'Teves lo hayibo maimid. There was no maimid at all. Shebo Halel, Mekarben Musav, Mekarben Eitzim, because it was Halel since it was Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh doesn't get a Halel. Rosh Chodesh is just a minig that we do have Halel. That's not real Halel. But Chanukah gets a Halel. There was a Mekarben Musav because it was Rosh Chodesh, and there was a Mekarben Eitzim because it was the day of Parosh, of that family of Parosh, to bring the Mekarben Eitzim. And we learned in the last Mishnah that Halel gets rid of the maimid for the Shacharis. The Karban Musaf gets rid of the maimid for the Musaf and the Mincha, and the Karban Eitzim gets rid of the maimid for Mincha and Ne'ilah. So therefore, there's nothing left to have a maimid for. So now we move on to Mishnah Vav. Once we discuss the different fasts observed because of disasters that happen, and the fasts of the Ma'amados, so we're going to go through another set of fast days, namely Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and what happened on those days that made us fast. So Chamisha Devarim Iru Esav Oseinu B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. There are five things that happen in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz that are the cause for us fasting, and five things that happen on Tisha B'Av. B'shivah asu b'tamuz nishtabru aluchos. On Shiva asu b'tamuz, the luchos were broken. Ubatal atamid, the carbon tamid was stopped. They stopped bringing the carbon tamid. There was no sheep left to bring the carbon tamid after the siege of Yerushalayim, and we weren't being provided animals anymore during Zman Bayis Rishon. V'huvka ha'ir, and it was also the time that the walls of the city of Yerushalayim was breached by the Roman army 3 weeks before the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. V'sarav apostomos es ha'Torah, apostomos, who was a Greek general, burned the Torah that was written by Ezra. V'hemet selim b'heichal, and they put an idol in the heichal of the Beis Hamikdash. And then b'tisha b'av nigzar lav aseinu, and tisha b'av the gzeira against the Dor HaMidbar to stay in the Midbar was made. So the consular is that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael and they're going to die in the Midbar. V'charav habayis parishona uva shnia, both churbanos habayis happened. V'nilka da beta, the city of Beta was conquered and all the inhabitants of Beta were killed. V'nechrasha ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under by the Roman general Turnus Rufus after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah gives us a rule that applies during the days before Tisha B'Av. From the day that Chodesh Av begins, we minimize our level of Simcha. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah, hey, we went through the different times, nine different times that they would bring Eitzim, different families would bring Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, and we just listed them and the dates that they would bring, and then by the time you got to Echad B'Teves, by the time you got to 20th day of Elul, Echad B'Teves rather, they had enough wood to last them all the way till Nisan. Echad B'Teves was a special day otherwise also because it was Chanukah, it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was a day of a Karban Eitzim. So between all three of those factors, there were no extra tefillos and kriyas haTorahs of Maimid on Echad B'Teves. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that there were five things that happened on Shiva Asur B'Tamuz that caused us to fast, and five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. On Shiva Asur B'Tamuz, the luchos were broken, the Karban Tamuz stopped being brought, the walls of the city were broken through, and the apostomos burnt the Torah, and they put a tzelem in the heichal. On Tisha B'Av, they made a gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the gzeira that the Dor HaMidbar was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. The first Chorban HaBayis happened, the second Chorban HaBayis happened, Beitar was captured, and all the residents were killed, and the city was plowed over. And because of all those things, Misha Nichnas Av, Mimatin B'Simcha. When the month of Av begins, we minimize our level of Simcha. Okay, but tomorrow we will learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, which will bring us, Bez Hashem, to the end of Maseches Tainis.